You ever look for an angle to play a system to your benefit? Sounds like you, too, are a hacker. An interview in a few minutes. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Supreme Court will hear arguments today on President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. The case will ultimately decide whether about 43 million people get some or all of their federal student loans canceled. At issue is, does the person in the Oval Office have the power to, in this case, cancel $10,000 to $20,000 in student debt? Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
It's been 6 months since President Biden made this much-anticipated announcement.
We will forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans. In addition, students who come from low-income families, which allowed them to qualify to receive a Pell Grant, will have their debt reduced $20,000.
But almost as soon as he made that promise, legal challenges started cropping up from Republican-led states and a couple of borrowers. Now, it's up to the Supreme Court whether the more than 40 million people who would qualify for this debt cancellation will get it.
We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars in relief.
Adam Minsky is an attorney who works with student loan borrowers.
Many of those borrowers would become completely debt-free. Others could have half or more of their balance completely wiped out.
In other words, this is a big deal for a lot of people.
Even people who have much larger balances, they're still equally as worried, I think, as people who know that they're going to get their total debt wiped out.
Jane Fox is an attorney at the Legal Aid Society in New York.
It's really about the larger principle of, can we cancel student debt? Under what legal authority can we do it?
Whatever happens with this case, Betsy Mayotte at the nonprofit Institute of Student Loan Advisors likes to remind people who are anxious about their debt.
There are a multitude of lower payment options available on federal student loans.
She says all the focus on broad student loan relief has overshadowed a lot of other major changes the administration has made to the student loan program.
That has really taken the pressure off some of the most vulnerable borrowers, like totally and permanently disabled, students that were defrauded by their schools, borrowers pursuing public service loan forgiveness.
Some of those changes, she says, may ultimately provide even more relief for people than the $10,000 to $20,000 of forgiveness currently before the Supreme Court. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Doing the numbers this morning, I see that Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up between 2 and 3/10%. The benchmark 10-year interest rate also up 3.95% now. And here's another number, 37%. That is the increase in violations of child labor laws last year in the U.S. compared to a year earlier, as employers look for ways to keep costs down in a tight labor market. The Financial Times reported on this today with government data showing 3,900 cases discovered, often about under-18s getting assigned overnight shifts. This month, a meatpacking place in Wisconsin paid a fine for using more than 100 13 to 17-year-olds to clean the place overnight. In Alabama, a car parts factory was using 13 through 15-year-olds in manufacturing roles.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to our culture of hacking. Hackers are widespread and may not be who you're visualizing right now. Let's talk to Bruce Schneier, whose new book is called A Hacker's Mind. Mr. Schneier, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Actor Rami Malek in a hoodie sneaking into computer networks equals hacker. It's like you should see his image if you looked it up in the dictionary, hacker. But you think of hacking much more broadly. It's almost a way of thinking.
It really is a way of thinking. And actually, a hack follows the letter of the rule, even though it subverts the intent. You see rich people find tax loopholes. Companies do it. Think of the way Uber is subverting the rules for taxis. Right? They're not breaking the rules, but they're finding loopholes. They're finding omissions. They're finding technicalities to subvert the rules to their advantage.
And Bruce, you write about this. It's an issue when you're worried about inequality in society, right? Because already powerful, already wealthy people often have access to tools. Sometimes they're tools in the form of good lawyers who can help with the hacks.
This is where hacks diverge from the computer world and the real world. In the computer world, we have that vision of hacks being antisocial kids in hoodies. In the real world, they're more likely to be the rich and powerful. They're more likely to employ expertise to find the hacks. And then when they find one, employ attorneys to make sure those are considered legal and they're not patched.
Now, this has been the winter of artificial intelligence, at least as a cultural moment. And you make an interesting point in the book. AI can do hacking if there are not protections built in, but also AI could be hacked.
So certainly AIs are computer systems and they can be hacked. There's a lot of research in how AI systems can be abused. What I'm writing about is the other way. Can an AI be used to find hacks? So imagine feeding an AI the entire nation's tax codes. What AI could do is just change the speed, scale, scope, and complexity of this process. And suddenly we're finding loopholes that are far more complex than humans can find. And our prevention mechanisms, our recovery mechanisms are still at human speeds. But the notion that we need to be able to patch, to update our laws as technology changes, as situations change, is really important.
You also argue that transparency has to be a key part of this. And a lot of, for instance, AI is quite opaque in its processes. But tell me about inclusivity. That's also one of the important words that you highlight when you think about remedies for hacking.
I mean, the worry about AI is less the AI and more that Google owns it, Microsoft owns it, Amazon owns it. It's the already powerful using it against us. So one of the things we need to do, aside from transparency, is to democratize these technologies. If they become inclusive, they become tools of the citizen against power rather than tools of the powerful.
Bruce Schneier has often been called a security guru. He certainly knows about security technology. His latest book is A Hacker's Mind, How the Powerful Bend Society's Rules and How to Bend Them Back. Mr. Schneier, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.